Dear people who keep company with God, can you believe that we are already at midpoint of the year? And what a year it has been already. We had a major earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, a devastating tsunami in Japan, the Arab Spring and the fall of long-time governments in the Mideast, and some of the most powerful and destructive tornadoes ever hitting populated areas in the U.S. And right now, in the middle of all of this, it seems our government's policies toward Israel are becoming more and more hostile. We all are holding our breath, waiting for what is coming next, while hoping and praying that our nation does not melt down. In the midst of this, there is opportunity for us to rise up with the same warlike spirit David possessed, 2 Samuel 22:35. He was called by God to be a man of war, 1 Chronicles 28:3, and is a great example of boldness and valor in a very difficult national crisis. While others trembled and cowered in fear, David was ready to face and defeat Goliath, 1 Samuel 17. However, there was another time later in David's life when he was distracted from his calling to war. It was in a time when kings go out to battle that David stayed home, 2 Samuel 11:1. And the consequences were devastating. I think many of us would rather have the building anointing Solomon possessed, 1 Chronicles 28:6. But it is not a time to build. It is a time to war. David proved it is better to be in the middle of God's purposes and plans, even if it is in a war, than be hanging out at home. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.